Well, the big breaking news coming in right now is that the Election Commission has announced a 72-hour ban on the entry of political leaders in the Cooch Behar district in West Bengal. Now, this is after the fourth phase of polling that took place earlier today. And there was violence in the Cooch Behar district, firing as well by central forces, which led to the death of four people. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee had earlier in the day announced that she would be visiting Cooch Behar tomorrow, and she would be meeting with the families of those who died. She had also announced a protest by party members. Let's go across to Arvind for more on this story. And Arvind, the Chief Minister had made her plans very clear. She would be visiting Cooch Behar tomorrow and meeting with the families of those who died in the firing. But now the Election Commission announcing that all political leaders are banned from entering the district.
Yeah, Gargi, the Election Commission of India has issued an important order banning the entry of all politicians, let it be the state party political leaders or the national party political leaders. So no political leader, let it be state or national party, can enter the Cooch Behar district for next 72 hours. So that's an order from the Election Commission of India. The Election Commission of India invoking Article 324 that vests extraordinary power with the Election Commission for conducting free and fair polls has issued such an order banning the entry of politicians, political leaders from entering Cooch Behar district. Earlier in the day, like you mentioned, West Bengal Chief Minister and also TMC Chief Mamata Banerjee had announced that she would be visiting the families of those who deceased in the firing by CSF earlier today in the same Cooch Behar district. So taking the report from the special observer, citing the law and order as a problem, the Election Commission has passed such an order. So no political leaders can enter Cooch Behar district for the next 72 hours. And the Election Commission has also asked the Chief Secretary and also the DGP of the state to comply with the order. The Election Commission in its order has also asked the state administration to keep the Election Commission in loop with the developments in the Cooch Behar district for the next 72 hours. Another very important order that has been passed in the same order is that the silence period for the next phase, that is phase 5 of the West Bengal Assembly election, which is scheduled for April 17, has been extended to 72 hours. Usually the silence period lasts for 48 hours, but in this time the Election Commission, again invoking Article 324, has extended the silence period from 48 hours to 72 hours. So three very important orders by the Election Commission of India. One, no political leader can enter Cooch Behar district for the next 72 hours. The state administration has asked to comply with the decision of the Election Commission of India. The third order is that the silence period for the next phase, that is phase 5, which is scheduled for April 17, has been extended from 48 hours to 72 hours. So we have to wait and watch what will be the response of the TMC, because Trinamool Congress leader, the Chief Mamata Banerjee, had earlier announced that she would be visiting the Cooch Behar district tomorrow to pay respect for those four deceased in the firing by CSF. So it is a very, very important order by the Election Commission of India. We have to wait for the response from the TMC. Gargi.
All right. Arvind, thanks so much for joining us there with that breaking news coming in, those developments. Let's go across to Monadeepa now for more. And Monadeepa, the Election Commission announcing that no entry of political leaders in Cooch Behar for the next 72 hours. This after Mamata Banerjee had announced that she would be visiting there. What are you hearing on the ground there? What is the situation like?
Well, on the ground, what we are being told is, of course, the situation is tense. Four people have died, four others are injured, and, you know, there is no escaping the fact that all the four people who have died belong to the minority community, and that makes it the whole situation so much more sensitive. And then you have a chief minister who has categorically said that she is going to visit the bereaved families tomorrow at 10 o'clock is what we have been told. She'll be taking a chopper from Siliguri, where she is this evening, and she will be flying tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to Sheetalkuchi to meet the bereaved families. And now you have a situation when she is not going to be allowed by the Election Commission of India. How is she going to take this? It's unlikely that she will take to it kindly, because, but again, I guess one shouldn't be, pre-guessing her moves, but certainly, you know, after she had declared her plans to go visit the Sheetalkuchi, you know, victims or families of victims, this order by the Election Commission is certainly not going to allow her to do that. So that is going to be, so we have not yet got a formal reaction from the Trinamool just yet. Not only that, the Election Commission, which has said in its order that since the bodies have not been given their last rites, etc., the area is certainly sensitive, Given all that, there is also the further order, which says that for the 17th election, you cannot campaign for 72 hours
right.
before that. The normal is 48 hours. So 72 hours before that, you cannot campaign. And there are, you know, polls going to happen in North Bengal as well, in and around the Cooch Behar, around the Cooch Behar district. So this is certainly going to, you know, escalate a lot of tensions between this, you know, Mamata Banerjee and perhaps the ECI, and certainly on the ground as well.
All right, Monadeepa, thanks so much for joining us. With that, well, we can now try and get a reaction from the Trinamool. We're joined now by Suparno Moitra, spokesperson of the Trinamool Congress, and Dr. Subhash Sarkar, Vice President, BJP, West Bengal. Thank you both for joining us. Suparno, first to you, your reaction to these rules that have been announced by the Election Commission. First and foremost, of course, they've stopped entry of any political leader in Cooch Behar for the next 72 hours.
Gargiji, very good evening to you. Good evening to Dr. Sarkar as well, and to all the people who are watching this program. Gargiji, we are not very surprised because, as we say that there's a method in madness, the actions of the Election Commission has become so predictable that nothing surprises us at all. And as you are mentioning, that Didi, after this unfortunate incident for which we have approached the Election Commission, and expect a detailed response to the clarifications that we have sought from them. And when Didi had decided to meet the members of the Didi family in Cooch Behar, in the evening, the Election Commission comes out with this notice. I do not understand what is the reason for them being so lackadaisical in their approach that they take so much of time to decide, or are they being guided by people who exactly tell them what is to be done? One. Two, now you look at the possibility, what is happening. Now you have reduced the time of campaigning by 24 hours, if I just heard your correspondent
mentioning. That's right.
Mentioning.
That is
and it. In one way, you're not allowing people to go for the next 3 days. So on one side, you stop people from going there, and the other side, you take the time off. While the Prime Minister, who's the principal campaign manager for the Bharatiya Janata Party, is allowed to campaign on election days in Bengal, he is allowed to carry an MP from a given community to Bangladesh to visit a temple, which was not a part of the Independence Day celebration of Bangladesh. And then we also have a turncoat from Trinamool, who is the political opponent of Mamata Banerjee this time from Nandigram, who possibly makes remarks as Begum, and also says that if Trinamool is voted to power on the 29th of March, he says that there will be a mini Pakistan. But I think the Election Commission decides to look the other way around. So Gargiji, we are not surprised about the Election Commission. Unfortunately, the impartiality of the Election Commission has come under a cloud for the last couple of years.
Well, let's get in, Dr. Sarkar. Now, you've had your say in terms of, you know, all these claims about the Election Commission and the sort of decisions that they've made. And let's not deny that the situation there is tense, and perhaps the Chief Minister's visit would have inflamed passions more. But Dr. Sarkar, your reaction to what Suparno Moitra said and this decision that has been announced by the Election Commission?
Actually, decision of the Election Commission is perfectly right because of this situation. Practically, our Chief Minister is totally responsible for this type of incidents because she inspired the people. Yes, you make ghirao of the central force. She inspired. And always, at the time of any violence, you will see there is a rumor. And that rumor is a purposeful rumor. That rumor has been created purposefully that boy, but that gentleman has been beaten by the central force. If you go through the superintendent of police version, there is a completely and clearly he mentioned that there was a rumor and that rumor was created. Created by whom? Created by whom? That is to be found out. And after that, more than 300 people came. And they were around the central forces. They were trying to pull the Central Forces arms, and they were with different ammunitions. And they tried, Central Force tried, but ultimately they could not be able, only by firing upwards. They were supposed to do it. There is no other way.
All right, let's get a reaction from Suparno Moitra to that. And Suparno, you know, today the Chief Minister did say that she felt this was a pre-planned attack. And
our Chief Minister is responsible for this.
Right, let me get a reaction from Suparno Moitra. And Suparno, as you know, Dr. Sarkar is saying that these rumors were instigated. There was this talk about surrounding Central Forces. And then today the Chief Minister said that I think this was a pre-planned incident that happened. On what basis did she say that?
Gargiji, let me respond to Dr. Sarkar first.
He's trying to
right, let's get a reaction from Suparno to that. Yes, Dr. Sarkar, just a moment, we'll get a reaction. Yes, go ahead.
I heard Dr. Sarkar. I know Dr. Sarkar very well. He's a noted doctor. But I never knew that he went to a law school or he has much idea about the human rights positions. I don't think if he has got, I would be very happy to be corrected on that. I know he's a lawmaker, but he went to a law school. That I'm not
but
very
your
sure.
response to One. What he said.
Yeah, so that's the response. So how no. Dr. Sarkar, allow me, Dr. Sarkar, please.
Can
Dr. Sarkar, please allow me.
Dr.
Sarkar, please allow me. Dr. Sarkar, please allow me, sir. Dr. Sarkar, please allow me, sir. Dr. Okay, Sarkar, it's my turn, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Quickly.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Sarkar was not there, so he possibly does not know exactly what transpired. So we have written to the Election Commission and we are waiting for a response. One. Second, I only ask Dr. Sarkar and also you, Gargiji, because if possibly that there was a crowd. First of all, why was there a crowd? One. Second, were there no other options left but to fire bullets to kill people? Had they exhausted all other options? These are the questions which are going to haunt the Central Force, whose hands are now stained with blood.
All right, well, we're completely out of time. Thank you so much both for joining us. And that is the big breaking news right now, the Election Commission banning the entry of political leaders in Kuch Bihar on a day that four people were killed in firing by Central Forces.